You're listening to SBS News.
Idlib is the last remaining rebel stronghold in Syria, and the volatile situation there has the leaders of Turkey, Russia, and Iran sounding the alarm. Just last week, an escalation in fighting left 6 people dead. The violence defied a ceasefire which took effect in August. During the 5th trilateral meeting on Syria, it was agreed that concrete steps would be taken to stop violations of previously negotiated agreements. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said the 3 countries, which are on different sides of the conflict, need to work together to forge a lasting political solution.
Syria is at a critical situation. The government in Damascus has achieved significant victories and success. However, there's still problems, and the cooperation between Russia, Iran, and Turkey can play a significant role. Today, we're happy to gather for the 5th meeting of the heads of states in Ankara.
All 3 countries have allies fighting in Syria. Russia and Iran have supported Syrian President Bashar al-Assad against rebel fighters, while Turkey, along with the US and Europe, have supported different rebel factions. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who hosted the summit, described the talks as productive as he stressed the need to de-escalate. He's concerned that if the violence continues, it could push a new wave of migrants towards Turkey.
We cannot stand by and watch a new tragedy that would affect 4 million people right next to our border. Such a calamitous development would not only affect our country, but also all of Europe.
The Turkish president spoke of a planned safe zone in northern Syria, which he said, if extended, could host up to 3 million refugees currently living in Turkey. But there was no mention of such plans by his Russian and Iranian counterparts. Tensions appeared to emerge over other issues too. Russian President Vladimir Putin highlighted the threat from terrorist group IS, a concern completely dismissed by President Erdogan.
We are still concerned about the tense situation in the remaining de-escalation zone Idlib, where terrorist organisations have increased their activity recently. The de-escalation zone should not remain a harbour for various extremists or be a foothold for armed provocations.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani reiterated calls for the US to withdraw its troops from northeastern Syria immediately. Last year, President Donald Trump said he would pull troops out of Syria, a move welcomed by Turkey and Iran, but one that is yet to be fully implemented.
The illegitimate presence of US military forces on Syrian soil has jeopardized the territorial integrity and sovereignty of this nation as an independent country. I stress that it's necessary to pull US forces from this region.
The Russian leader agreed, calling the deployment of US troops in Syria illegal. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.